AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. There are questions about his age, and there is the ongoing Republican opposition as President Biden heads into tonight's State of the Union address. At the White House, the AP Sagar Magani reports, the president's poll numbers are low.
A recent AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll found the president's job approval at just 38%. 61% disapprove of his performance. The same survey found 6 in 10 are not very or not at all confident in the president's mental capability to serve effectively. A slightly smaller share said the same about Donald Trump.
Administration officials tell the AP, the president is expected to announce a military plan to set up a temporary port on the Gaza coast. A judge in London ordered former President Donald Trump to pay a six-figure legal bill to a company founded by a former British spy that he unsuccessfully sued for making what his lawyer called shocking and scandalous false claims that harmed his reputation. The former spy is Christopher Steele. He was paid by Democrats for research that included salacious allegations Russians could potentially use to blackmail Trump. A new report cleared local police officers in Uvalde, Texas, of missteps in 2022 when 19 children and two teachers were shot and killed at Robb Elementary School. The report acknowledged a series of rippling failures during the fumbled response to the shooting. Laura Gaza is an aunt of one of the victims.
You don't feel anybody did anything wrong there? There is kids dead, teachers dead, children who survived in a class bleeding. Teachers who are never going to be the same, and you're going to tell me nobody did anything wrong? Shame on you.
Several family members of victims walked out in anger midway through the presentation. Bills that could make TikTok unavailable in the U.S. is advancing quickly in the House. The Dow finished up 130 points. This is AP News. Scientists are trying to understand the impacts of a historic lack of ice on the Great Lakes. It's been an unseasonably warm winter. Ice coverage along all of the Great Lakes is only about 3%. It's usually 40%. Lake monitor Madeline McGee in Wisconsin worries about the impact of warmer weather.
If you think about, for example, algal blooms that happen in our Great Lakes, a lot of those conditions to set the stage for algal blooms actually happen in the winter.
Those algal blooms could be toxic to humans. Erosion is another issue.
In a year with lots of ice cover, the ice actually can protect the shoreline from those waves. When we don't have ice cover, like you saw today, we have really, really large waves that can erode the shoreline.
Less oxygen would make it into the lower, colder, and denser levels, which could cause plankton and other organisms in the lakes to die. Whitefish and lake trout feed on plankton, so less plankton would cause fish populations to shrink. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.